Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Going rogue. It's one of my favorite things to do. But let's face it, everyone is ranting about something. So we need to be strategic if we go this route. And one of the biggest questions to answer is what to target. Here are my favorite places to look. First off, let's look at the end game by asking ourselves, where is the one change that changes everything? Is it a new belief? An old attitude that needs to die off? A shift in focus? There's an old saying out there about small hinges swing big doors. It has an element of truth here. By opposing something specific with a big ripple effect, we can be innovators without all the unnecessary risk. An example of this is the rise of the Real Body campaign in women's fashion. This idea expands the customer base exponentially. It's aspirational with practical impact. Another great place to look? At the elephants in the room. What is known or strongly believed, but risky to mention? Political examples of the past few years are rampant here. When we go that route, we tap into the visceral recognition of emotions. When we acknowledge how people feel, they will join our cause. This route is great when you want a broad platform to gripe about. And while this tactic has been used in bad faith, particularly in politics, it's also a tool that can be used for good. To shine a light on a wrong that needs to be righted, or support a group that is unappreciated or misunderstood. All the best targets to go rogue have two things in common. Enough powerful parties that makes going rogue beneficial, and an essential truth or belief that captures the heart. That winning combination makes going rogue stand out. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.